Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That is Cheap Trick, and they are in the inaugural Hall of Fame class, just announced for Joliet's new Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. Also going into the hall, Chicago, the Ides of March, Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, the Buckinghams, and REO Speedwagon. And with us to talk more about this new museum, Ron Romero, founder and chairman of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. How you doing, Ron?
Good, Bob. How are you today?
Good. And, you know, a lot of people just hearing about this new attraction in Joliet, and you're going to open part of this summer, right?
Yeah, the plans are to open first floor this summer, late summer, early fall, and then the second and third floors in the following year, 2021.
And
a little renovation to do first.
Yeah, what are the plans when it's all done? What do you hope this attraction achieves?
Well, you know, being a big fan of Illinois music for many, many years, we want to be able to preserve the history of Illinois music, a place for people to come and see some of, you know, the things that trigger their fun memories of music from Illinois, but also educate a lot of people that come through and didn't realize. Even doing the project myself, doing the research, I'm finding, you know, little tidbits like, you know, one of the Everly brothers was born in Illinois. I didn't know that. So the research on this has been pretty fun, too.
Now, the building, you've got a 15,000-square-foot, three-story structure there at 9 West Cass in Joliet. So you've got a lot of room for a lot of exhibits, don't you?
We do. You know, we did a little research on the building. It was built around the 1930s. It's a real solid block and fire brick building. It was built for Goldblatt Brothers back in the day, and it had changed hands a few times, and we had an architect go in there, and he just said, it's built like a tank. This is a great place for you. So we're kind of remodeling that and getting into that.
And is the idea here eventually to possibly have some performances there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. On the third floor, we have our music hall, and we'll be able to host some performances as well. Not necessarily huge performances, but, you know, we could probably do somewhere about 500 people in the room for that. But we do work with some of the local, there's several other attractions in Joliet, including like the beautiful Rialto Theater that holds almost 2,000 people there. So we have an opportunity to work with them, and there's another location directly across the street called The Forge that holds about 900 people. So some of the performances that we work with, we'll put in some of those larger venues as well.
Talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame. We mentioned the artists that are going in, the first inductees, and there are also some people, radio people and other people connected to the industry that are going in. Talk about the Hall of Fame and what you're doing there.
Well, the Hall of Fame, we wanted to recognize, of course, performers. We did something a little bit different than some of the other Hall of Fames. We're recognizing people who support the music industry in an outstanding way. Some of that would be, for instance, my choice for a Lifetime Achievement Award is going to be given to Dick Biondi this year. In fact, we're going to be showing a preview of the Dick Biondi documentary film by Pamela Police at the ceremony as well. But also we have some radio stations, some DJs, and venues.
Larry Lujack going in, and also you're recognizing Chess Records, and that's been a campaign of mine. That really should be a tourist attraction there on South Michigan Avenue, and hopefully we can get the city to do a little bit more to that building and for that building. But I'm glad you're recognizing Chess. And all of the artists that we mentioned that are going in, Cheap Trick, Chicago, Ides of March, Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, Buckinghams, REO Speedwagon, all with very strong Illinois ties.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we have been in contact with all of them, of course. We're trying to secure and find out who's going to be there at the event, hopefully to do some performances, at least at the very least to accept their induction. Many of them are touring. Many of them are very excited about being part of this. So we'll be making that announcement. I do know I've spoken to Jim Peterick, who's also happens to be one of our advisory board members. Ides of March got voted in by the charter membership this year, and he's actually in Nashville performing the day before, I believe, and he's making arrangements to be there with Ides to perform some songs. I know I talked to Carl from the Buckinghams, who is also going to be on tour, but he's arranging to be there. So we have a few performers. I know we've been in conversations with REO, who also is donating a very special piece to us. And that was in the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas. It's a award that they got. It was their multi-platinum for their High Infidelity record. They're packaging that up and they're sending it out to us for display in the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum.
And I love that you're also recognizing venues like the Thirsty Whale Nightclub.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of historic places around here, and Thirsty Whales is definitely one of the great places that many, many bands played at over the years.
Well, it should be a great tourist attraction, and the event that you referred to, March 29th, we have some tickets we'll give away here in just a second. But as far as the completion, when are you're looking to open in part this summer. When will everything be finished, Ron?
Well, part of that depends on how fundraising continues to grow. You know, a lot of this is done on pieces. So there are people who are sponsoring specific exhibits. We're looking at groups to sponsor, like, our performance floor. And we're still in that fundraising mode. Right now, we're raising money through memberships and grants and things like that to help us do the renovation. But as this picks up speed, we're getting more and more interest. So the more sponsorship we get, the quicker the whole project goes.
The Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66, 9 West Cass Street in Joliet. And the event, March 29th, that's the big Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That'll be at the Renaissance Center on Ottawa Street in Joliet, near the museum. And if you'd like to go, we have some tickets to give away. First four callers who can make it to the Joliet area on March 29th at 2 p.m. Give us a call. If you're one of the first four callers, we'll get you some tickets. 312-981-7200. And Ron, for people who want more information on the museum, how they can help, and also what you're doing, you've got everything loaded up on a website now, don't you?
We do. People who are interested in memberships or any other information, you can go to roadtorock.org, and that's R-O-A-D-T-O rock.org.
Ron Romero, good luck with everything at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. Ron is the founder and chairman, and we'll be talking to you a lot in the coming months, Ron, and hopefully we can get involved with you and have some fun there in Joliet.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Bob.